Did they wear bracelets much then?
Oh, yes, and they wear all types of stuff like that, you know, and wear beads and bracelets and stuff, you know. Usually nothing very expensive.
Yeah, I remember seeing one that my mother had. She made when she was a kid out of pumpkin seeds.
Yeah.
And another one out of muskmelon seeds. Just gave them something to do, I guess.
Yeah.
String them together. Well, what did your mother call beads? Did she just say, I'll put on my beads, or what I need is a string of beads, a pair of beads?
Well, usually she got just a string of beads, don't you see? And those days were strung on a just an ordinary thread, you know, and mm-hmm. cord, and always getting broke, you know, and having to hunt them up, restring.
What did your mother take with her if it was raining that she came into town? She wanted to protect herself from the rain.
About the only thing that we ever had in that land, she'd always take a parasol.
And if she were going to cook to protect her dress?
No, she always wore an apron, you know.
And down at the bottom of her skirt where the material was tucked up underneath, what did she call that?
Hem? Oh, you mean the hem on the bottom of the skirt? Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a hem on the bottom of the skirt. Usually in those days, her aprons, you know, went down as far as her skirt went too, you know.
Yeah. It came up a bit about here, didn't it?
Well, lots of them did, but lots of them just went around here, but they was long, you know. It wasn't little short ones like we know nowhere nowadays. Mm-hmm.
Why, George, I'm sure skirt's getting short, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'd better have them get a little longer. I guess I'm getting old. How about those pins that you can clip together?
Safety pins?
Uh-huh. Were they common or on the
house? Oh, yeah, they were common. They had to have them if you had any kids, especially.
Yeah. I think my little one is just about out of that now. Thank goodness. And she's been out of it during the daytime for, about 4 months.
Yeah.
She sure doesn't like the idea of wearing a diaper at night anymore. I'm sure of that.
Yeah.
On Sunday, your father would probably dress up and over his shirt, what would he wear?
Oh, he always wore a suit. He always had a suit of clothes.
And what were the parts of this?
There was a vest. And he always had a vest. And see, in those days, they didn't have a suit without having a vest. See,
mm-hmm.
And you take he always wore a Sunday shirt, and of course they was celluloid collars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I wore many celluloid collars. I used to wear these, stood up here and then had the little turn down on each side of them, because I was tall and slim when I was a young fellow. And I always wore those, wore a derby hat all the time. And I've got a picture of it, the house my wife has, taken about the time this war was married. And had on one of those celluloid collars, you know, that turn down on the side, don't you see?
Never gets dirty?
Never gets dirty, of course, it's yourself.
Yeah.
And of course you had to have collar buttons to put it on with. And, but they didn't make a difference how much you sweat, see.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't sweat down. You think, back in those days, there wasn't any air conditioning. You get out a lot of times where you'd really sweat.
Think you'd melt.
Yeah.